There's a power in laying on of hands, okay? Paul said to Timothy there was something in him because of the hands that were laid on him, etc. I just feel like offering this. This isn't a compulsion thing. I'm not compelling anyone. If you want to just sit there and thank Jesus and receive the word of righteousness, that is awesome. Praise God. Do that. That's your privilege. We're going to play this. I'm just going to pray a simple prayer of faith over anybody that wants prayer and just ask God to open up our understanding. Let this word hit the mark of our hearts. Let us walk transformed. Let us know him like we've never known him. Let the time that we've taken, the hunger that you've revealed, let grace touch all that. And let God, for his glory, bring change to our lives. Okay? So that you leave here and you walk out into life armored, equipped, and ready for whatever. Because your identity is found in him. Do you know the Father said it pleased him to bruise his son? That's how incredible his love is. Come on, you ain't giving your boy or girl up for nobody. Do you know Abraham had a son finally, and then God said, give up the boy? Do you know he's walking up the mountain with his son? He never hesitated. Do you know that's when Abraham came to the place of total faith? That's when he became our father of faith. Because every promise was hinging on that son. The fulfillment of many nations was hanging in the balance. If that son dies, everything's lost. But Abraham came to the realization, according to the Hebrews writer, that it doesn't matter what happens outwardly and naturally. If God said, I'm going to be a father of nations, then I'm going to be a father of many nations. Even if he has to raise this boy from the dead, he'll do it, but he will keep his word. You hearing that?
That's right.
Do you see what faith says? Whoever prayed and it got worse after you prayed? Well, you can relate to Jairus. Come, Jesus, touch my daughter. She's about to die. He said, okay, that's symbolic of prayer, and that's the answer to prayer. Okay. Halfway there, a lady touches him with an issue of blood, told him all the truth, and there was a big diversion of time. You know the story. And the people from the ruler's house came and said, don't bother the teacher anymore. She's dead. Stop hoping, stop believing. Don't bother God with your problems. Because it just got way worse. Jesus, hearing, immediately wheeled around and said, Jairus, don't you be afraid. Only believe. What was Jesus really saying? He was saying, Jairus, did you come to me in prayer? Did I say, yes, I'll come? Your daughter might have changed, but I'm the same. Your circumstances might have went away, but I'm the Lord. And the one that you came and asked is still the one. Whew. He used death as the example. God's awesome. And so many times, people, we let go. So many times we do what the disciples did, and what we see overpowers what he said. Come on, you know it's true. He said, if the eye be good and single, the vessel filled with light. There are no excuses, if, ands, or buts. If I'm not filled with light, I need to look at my perception in my eye. It's not your fault, his fault, or anybody's fault. I need to clean my eye. Because if my eye's clear and single, I'm filled with light. Period. Yeah, but, well, if, what about? You're deceived. If I'm looking clear, God's grace is all over me. Watch this. This is my last thought. I'm going to touch you if you'll let me. God put the righteousness on you. There isn't a devil in hell that can take it off legally. And there isn't another person on the earth that has the authority to take it off of you. And God will never remove it because the righteousness endures forever. You, my friend, are the only one that can slip out of the road. You are the only one that can undress yourself before God and become naked and ashamed. Because God has dressed you for eternity. Whew, I'm preaching good. I feel it. Ah, the love of God is in this place. Would you receive his love? If you want, this doesn't have to be for everybody. There's no need for this. It's just if your heart says yes. You ask Jesus. If it says yes, you respond. If it says just sit there and receive, keep weeping in my presence, or keep saying thank you, or whatever. If it needs to stay that way, stay that way. But I'm letting you know, if you want me to just pray whatever comes out of my heart over you, not looking to prophesy, not looking for words of knowledge. I just want to release faith with you. And what you're doing by coming up here is saying, I from this day forth am wearing my righteousness, and I am not taking it off for nobody. God put it on to showcase me in His presence, and I am going to stay glorious and blessed in His sight. Ain't nobody undressing me. Okay? I don't care how you want to do it. I'll get to you. You just come up here. You stand, worship. It's all about Him. I'm just releasing. Look, I'm not looking about people falling down. I'm not looking for any of that. I'm looking for faith, okay? Okay? We're not going to put on a charismatic demonstration here. I'm looking for faith. Some of you might feel all kinds of stuff. Some of you might not feel nothing. It's not about any of that. Do you hear what we're doing right now? Do you hear what you're doing? You're saying, I'm righteous. From this day forth, nobody's ever going to lie to me again. I'm believing the word of God, and I am a daughter. I am a son. I am a child of the living God. And I'm walking in the strength of righteousness. Do you hear what you're saying? I'm just going to touch you and affirm that. Like I said, don't look for feeling. I don't want people just falling out on the floor. If God knocks you out and you wake up later, that's your business with God. But what I'm saying is, we're receiving. Do you hear what I'm saying? We're receiving what He's saying by faith. That's why we're at this altar. That's all I heard in my spirit. I was weighing while I was preaching how God wanted to end this. And who knows, it's not really an ending, it's the beginning. Are you hearing me? This is where life begins, where righteousness is received. Because those that receive it reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So I'm just going to pray over you. I'm going to speak whatever the Lord gives me. My sister Ann Williams is here. I'm going to pray for you at the very end. You sit down and rest and relax. And I'm going to rebuke something off of you and pray for you in Jesus' name. God bless you for your heart, your patience. Thank God for your fight, honey. Jesus is Lord. My God, I feel His fire. We're going to go after something today, and we're going to come out in victory. Do you hear what I'm saying? Jesus is Lord. Worship Him. You release your faith. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. He didn't say my power, my will, my timing. He said your faith. Isn't that cool? Yeah, you get that? I'm just going to go down through. This is not going to be religious. I promise it's going to be hearty and faith-filled. Please get sincere with Him. Please, I'm pleading with you. Don't let this be the end of this, be a church event thing. Don't let this be a charismatic demonstration. This is a hearty thing before God. Please, right now, lift your hands to Jesus, will you? And I'm not asking you to repeat anything, but do this in your heart. Lord Jesus, just do this in your heart. I'm here because I'm saying yes to You, yes to righteousness, no to sin. It's not because I'm backslidden. It's not because I'm necessarily coming back as a prodigal. I'm just coming saying thank You for making me a son or a daughter. Thank You for receiving me as Your very, very own. Never alone again, never afraid again, never shaken again, because righteousness today is swallowing me up, wrapping its yoke around me, and I am a slave unto righteousness to do Your will. Stephanie, honey, we'll start with you and just go down the line.